This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, January 7th, written by Ari Leader. Far from home. From Esther 2. There was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, named Mordecai. The Jewish people in the book of Esther had been far from their ancestral home in Jerusalem for a long time. The year was about 483 B.C., and their great-grandparents had been exiled with King Jehoiakim over 100 years earlier. Then, after Babylon was conquered by Persia in 539 B.C., some Jewish exiles returned to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, but many had remained and were now scattered all over Persia's 127 provinces. Still, they were God's people. Jerusalem, the city of God's dwelling among his people, seems to have lost its central importance for many of the Jews in Persia. But this is not surprising. Even King Solomon, in his prayer of dedication for the temple, described it as God's earthly dwelling, but recognized that it couldn't contain God, who rules throughout the universe from his throne in heaven. Remarkably, James 1 verse 1 addresses Christians this way: to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. And today, we know that the dwelling of the Holy Spirit is in the hearts and lives of God's people, no matter where they live on this earth. Like the Jews in Esther's time, Christians await the revealing of God's heavenly power. We wait for the heavenly Jerusalem to descend on the new earth. Then we will finally be home. In the meantime, we live out our Christian citizenship among the nations, wherever we are. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for the heavenly citizenship we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.